okay. Not a very good performance, really, throughout the course of the game. We busted a lot of easy things tonight. We didn't protect near as well as we needed to. I thought the quarterback played well. You know, he continues to show he's a tough kid and he makes some good throws. But it was disappointing the way we've had good preseason and the way we end up finishing up tonight with a very, in my opinion, poor effort.
Playing the entire game, what did you see from Heinicke that maybe you hadn't seen before?
Well, he got hit. He's tough now. He's a tough kid. He hung in there. He got back. He had good control of the offense. He made some good throws, and, you know, some good throws in the two-minute drill at the end. There was a lot of things that happened throughout the course of the game that he showed he's got something to him.
You know, he showed you enough to say that he's going to be on the team as your third quarterback?
We'll figure all that out this week.
With all those decisions you have to make, I know you have to make roster cuts and a couple starting positions as well, I guess, when is that decision-making going to happen? Do you expect everything to kind of happen tomorrow?
It all depends. Some of them will make early, and then some of them will wait.
Now, did anybody who might have been on the quote-unquote bubble or guys who were fighting for jobs, did anyone kind of stand out with what they did today to impress you?
Yeah, a few guys. Both ways, good and bad.
Any specifics?
No.
Not even the good ones?
No.
What did you see out of Blanton? I mean, you used him. What was your thought process? So you didn't use many starters, but he obviously went. What was your thought process?
Well, I just thought he needed to play. I didn't really notice him, to be honest with you.
And Hodges, are you still seeing continued
we'll keep
comfortableness going as he adjusts to middle linebacker?
We'll evaluate it some more tomorrow, yeah. I mean, he got 11 plays tonight, I believe, so we wanted to give him some more plays in there at Mike.
What did you see from Brandon Watts? He was a guy who, I think, he had like six tackles in the first half, a sack.
You know, I see mistakes usually, so I saw a couple plays that he needed to do better.
How about a guy like Crichton who missed some time, but he seems to be making strides as to maybe becoming a rotation defensive end? How do you kind of look at how he's doing and how he did tonight?
Yeah, Scott's getting better. You know, he's a guy that gives you a full day's work. I thought he did some good things tonight. And we moved him inside a little bit tonight. We had him outside a little bit tonight. So, the more that you can do, especially on game day, that helps.
Is there an update on Tyrus Thompson? I know he had to get a concussion test.
He's going through the protocol.
Any concern at all about Blair Walsh missing another field goal? I mean, I know it was a long one, but still, he usually doesn't miss this many.
Well, Blair is our kicker, okay? So he needs to make them, but Blair's our kicker.
There's a guy like, I don't know if you addressed this or not, but like Dominique Wilkins, he said that he was really pressing tonight because he knows cuts are in the back of his mind. Did you see good things from him? I mean, I know he had that one-handed grab for the touchdown, but could you tell as a guy he was pressing too much?
I think I didn't notice him specifically. I did notice some other guys trying to do too much. And that's part of it, too, the feeling the pressure of final cuts, but I thought Dominique did well.
Your first preseason loss, do you care? Are you the kind of guy that wants to win them all, whether it's preseason or regular season or whatever?
Well, I don't really care about my record, but I don't like to lose.
Is it good that a lot of your guys are echoing that, whether it was Diggs, whether it was Taylor Heinicke, they were not happy about losing, and they weren't just dismissing it as preseason.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't talked to them, but I would hope they don't like to lose. I mean, you know, that's the mentality we're trying to get around here. We don't want to be 7-9. We want guys that want to compete, and when the game's on the line, they want to win. So it doesn't matter if it's Taylor Heinicke or it's Chad Greenway.
Did you see something out of Taylor that you haven't seen before? I mean, you've already seen him enough coming into it, but what did you like what you saw?
Well, the thing I saw tonight was he got rocked a few times. Pass protection was poor, and he got hammered a few times. He got up and shook it off and went back to work. So that was impressive to me.
You like the way Diggs bounced back after his tough first quarter to have a pretty solid overall game?
Yeah, he's a good football player. He can't put the ball on the ground, obviously, but he's a good football player. He's got a chance to be a really good football player if he continues to stay on track, do the things he's been doing, work the way he's been working, and understand you got to take care of the ball.
Mike, no coach is happy going into the regular season with things going perfectly in the preseason, but where would you assess? Are you comfortable going into this game in San Francisco that you know where your guys are and you're happy where they are, or would you say we got a lot of work to do in this next week leading up?
Well, we have a lot of work to do. I mean, we're never going to stop working, but I think that our guys feel good about the 5 weeks or what 7 weeks or whatever it's been of training camp. I think they feel good about the effort that they've given, about the preseason. You know, I probably feel a little better after tomorrow than I do tonight, but you know, this team has a chance if we'll figure out, you know, you don't want to lose. You'd rather lose a preseason game. But, you know, there's some things that we can correct tonight from tonight's game, some understanding how important every time we go out on the field, things we have to do correctly in order to win games. And so, you know, it's probably a good eye-opener for these guys. Good.